For KAXE News, I'm Stella Mayerhoff with the Up North Report. Farmers may be eligible for loans now that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has declared Coochajing County a disaster area due to recent drought. The designation also applies to surrounding counties, including Beltrami, Itasca, Lake of the Woods, and St. Louis. Minnesota Department of Agriculture Commissioner Tom Peterson says around half of the state is in a severe drought or worse.
Almost 4% of Minnesota is in D3 or extreme drought. And what that does is that triggers a USDA secretarial disaster.
With that declaration comes the opportunity for farmers to apply for Farm Service Agency disaster loans or Department of Agriculture disaster recovery loans. These offer low or no interest financial support for farmers to keep their businesses afloat.
So it might be water storage, catching water, might be repairing a well that's working extra hard. Another piece that we get a lot of questions about either with ours or the other one is feed purchases.
Rachel Gray raises cattle near Black Duck. She says although loans can take some financial pressure off farmers, they don't cover all additional costs needed to manage drought conditions.
Disaster recovery is kind of a band-aid. It never will make you whole.
Droughts impact farmers' ability to produce all types of foods, from beef and pork to corn and wheat. Gray says every protein source and crop across the board is affected.
We're all in this business because we love to grow food. And the end goal is to make sure that everybody is fed and that our food is, you know, economical and safe and on the shelves when you need it.
Farmers have a year after the designation to apply for loans. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is accepting comments on a proposed all-terrain vehicle project. The project would include around 510 miles of roadway and natural surface trails in Carlton and St. Louis counties as part of the Twig Area Trail Riders' proposed trail system. Plans include using existing trails and constructing new rail segments. The DNR says the project aims to connect communities in Carlton and St. Louis counties to the trail system. Comments will be accepted until October 1st. Find more information at kaxe.org. Last week, 4-H livestock competitors across northern Minnesota headed down to the State Fair in St. Paul to show off their animals. On KAXE's day at the fair Friday, Emma Crabb visited some locals.
At the Lee and Rose Werner Coliseum, an audience of fairgoers listens to a livestock judge evaluate a group of prospect calves. For this event, it's all about potential. These calves are judged on their prospects as future beef prize winners.
Structural correctness, but he does not have near the muscle of the steers on either side of him. Of the top four
4-H competitors showed nearly 3,000 animals at the state fair this year, according to the University of Minnesota Extension. 4-H livestock judging in particular is one of the fair's earliest major events, with competitions held Thursday through Saturday of the first week. To compete, state participants must qualify at their county fairs, but timing can be hectic. Courtney Johnson is a 4-H Extension educator out of Itasca County, which sent 10 livestock competitors to state. She says Itasca County competitors only had 2 days between wrapping up their own fair and leaving for St. Paul.
Those animals are ready to go. They've been groomed. They know what it's like to be at a show. So it's kind of just like repack your bags and let's go to the state fair.
On Friday, 13-year-old Maddie Wendorf of Beltrami County competed with her prospect calf. She says the competition felt easier the second time around. Her steer agreed.
I showed beef last year too, so it's kind of pretty much the same.
Beltrami County had nearly 50 entries for the 4-H livestock categories, including 3 first place prize winners at the state level. Though Wendorf's steer did not earn a purple ribbon, she says her goal was to have fun. She also recalled the cardinal rule of state fair etiquette.
That if somebody's coming down the aisle with a cow to watch out or else you'll get ran over.
FFA and open class livestock events will continue at the state fair through its final day on Labor Day, September 7th. Emma Crabb, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Report for America Core member Stella Mayerhoff, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.